Kevin Walsh, it can't have been easy after the defeat to Roscommon, trying to put it all back together again.
No, Kevin, it's, look, obviously you have expectations, and when things go against what you expect, it can be quite difficult. But, you know, look, as I said early on at the start of the season, every team is going to experience this bar maybe two or three at the end of the season, and it's how you react to it. And, you know, I suppose maybe the biggest challenge now is the fact that we're playing Donegal, and they've actually won two games up to date, so they're back on the horse, where I suppose we have to try and do that now. And, you know, that's the challenge that comes now. But as I said to you, you know, probably 28 teams out of 32 will have experienced this at some stage. So, you know, that's the way it is.
You mentioned the word react there, Kevin. I'm sure there was a poor reaction from some quarters the last day. Probably weren't happy about that.
Kevin, look, we can only control what happens inside our own dressing room here. And, you know, the only thing we want to do is get our players back to react as good as they can. And, you know, if it's not good enough on the day, at least, you know, have put their full effort into the job. And that's what we have to do now, is, you know, take on a Division 1 side like Donegal, who are back on the horse again. And, you know, what happens outside our dressing room, we can't control. But, you know, obviously, the more support we get, the easier the job is. And I suppose, you know, look at the way social media has gone and everything else. It doesn't help when players see a lot of stuff that goes out there. But to be honest, you know, I'm not so sure what they've seen or what they need to see. You know, we've a job here to do, and we're not really too worried about it outside. But, you know, we do like to see the genuine supporter to keep us going. And, you know, the amount of work that the lads are putting in here is huge. And, you know, the season to date has been quite good. I think the consistency is what we've been looking for. We weren't consistent in the last 70 minutes in the Connacht final, but overall there's been a fair bit of consistency compared to where we've been. And that's all we can do, is trying to improve every single little route, and that's what we're going to try again the next day.
And how do you focus then on the game the next day from the point of view of looking at Donegal?
Just have to get our own side right, Kevin, to be honest. You know, there's a few things that we wouldn't have been happy with last weekend. You know, there was a lot of stuff in it that what we would be happy with when we actually analyse it. And sometimes you can get a different picture of what actually happened when you decide that two or three things happened, and all of a sudden you paint the whole match with that. And, you know, the big thing is that, you know, we see people going to matches, and ex-footballers and ex-All-Ireland middle holders, that they'd be positive with us. And that, you know, that we as a group, we can only get ourselves right inside here. As I said, that maybe, as I said, 27, 28 other teams will experience this, and it's a case of getting back on the horse as much as we can. And the boys have been working really, really hard for the last number of days, and even out there tonight.
Huge challenge now, Division 1 side, as you said, and 2 years ago, of course, we faced them in Croke Park. We hung on for quite a long time, but in the end, Michael Murphy proved to be just that bit superior, and he influenced the game quite a deal, and they pulled away from us.
Yeah, the last 10 minutes, Kevin, I think was where they pulled away on the day. And look at them, more than Michael Murphy, than McNeilis, and a lot of them there last year, young McHugh, and they have a very good team, and that's where they are. You know, people think it's a rebuilding. I was just looking the last day, I think there's something like maybe 9 or 10 players each the start of that game. So, you know, we've as many changes as what they have, and sometimes this thing can be overstated about rebuilding. So for us, Donegal have gone nowhere. You know, they've bought some brilliant minor footballers that would have excelled in Croke Park, brought through to the ranks, and, you know, Rory Gallagher has been working hard on that over the winter. And you know, they wouldn't have been happy with their Tyrone performance, but they've put that right now. And as I said, there's going to be loads of days that we're not happy with our performance, and you know, we have to do what Rory Gallagher done now, is try and get back to where we were, and you know, give this a right shot. I mean, you know, we certainly know that this Donegal team are a good side, and they're Division 1 for a reason. So, you know, we have to be at our very best to stay competing.
Having been disappointed with the performance in the Ulster Championship, they subsequently in the qualifiers have managed to get victories, even though they haven't been really over impressive.
Kevin, any time you go to Navan and beat Meath, you know, in particular Meath are underdogs, they'll fight, and we know that this year in the league, I mean, they'll fight well. And from, you know, from looking at that game, they probably had more to spare if they took all their chances on the day. So, look, we know how good Meath are when they're at home and when they're fighting. And if Donegal can take them out in Navan, you know, it'll take a good Division 1 side to beat Meath in Navan, and that's what Donegal done. And they're only getting better as the time goes by. You know, as I said, since their defeat in Ulster, they've had 2 wins now. And, you know, that's where any team would like to be in the back door, is to get 1 or 2 wins behind you again, to maybe forget about the bad performance. But look, every team will have a poor performance certain times, and that's what you have to come away from.
Over the course of your management, Kevin, you've shown to be very capable of getting Galway above the next step, above the next step. For example, we weren't winning Connacht titles, we managed to get a Connacht title. We weren't winning in Croke Park, we managed to win in Croke Park. Is this the next biggest step ever for Galway and for you?
Yeah, but we can only, you know, we had certain targets at the start of the year, and obviously this championship is one of them. You know, the National League was one of them, the Connacht was one of them. And but at the end of all that, you know, we have to treat the two imposters the same. I keep saying that, the winning and the losing, because, you know, to be a more consistent team in any county is, you look back at the end of the season and say, well, what were the improvements and what weren't they? And if there's too much regression, you know, you have to ask serious questions. If there's progression there, you know, we can't be roaring and shouting because of one loss. And that's where we have to get to as a team, and eventually, you know, people outside have to look at that as well. And, you know, all we can do at the minute is what's inside our own dressing room, that each individual improves certain standards of how they play, the skills of the game. And it's not all about ball in hand, it's about awareness, all that type of stuff that we work very hard on. And if we feel, and the players feel, and they can see that improvements are happening there, that's all we can do. And if it's good enough on the day, it's good enough on the day. Sometimes, you know, you can't legislate for an OG, you can't legislate for a lot of decisions that might go against you can't legislate for a lot of those things. All you can do is your very, very best, and be as consistent as you can at that. And our motto here is to be consistently competing to give yourself a chance to win. That's all we can do.